朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
圣诞节等于是美国人的过年。
Christmas is like New Year's for Americans.
所以大部分的人都留在家里，礼拜天来教会的人就少了。
So many people stay at home, even few people come to church on Sunday.
连我们的英文堂也都取消。
And our ANC meeting today was canceled.
这是一个一年当中最欢乐的日子。
This is the most joyous day in the year.
虽然圣诞节渐渐地被全世界上的人所接纳。
Even though Christmas has been accepted by most people in this world.
但它已经是一个商业化的日子。
But it has become commercialized.
也是一个疯狂购物的日子。
And also is a day for crazy shopping.
好像从感恩节的黑色星期五，中国的一一一单身日。
From the Black Friday of right after Thanksgiving, and the Chinese November 11th day.
大家都借着过节的名日去疯狂的购物。
People go shopping crazy, using this as an excuse.
有一个记者到北京的街头去看到有一群圣诞老人为某个公司做广告。
There's a news reporter who went to the street and saw a bunch of Santa Clauses making advertisement for some company.
他就问他们说，请问圣诞节是庆祝什么？
So he asked them, what is Christmas celebrating.
居然没有一个人答得出来。
Not a single person can answer.
甚至有个人说那是庆祝圣诞老人的生日。
Even one person said it's to celebrate Santa Claus' birthday.
这一个圣诞节已经变成非常世俗化。
This Christmas has become very secularized.
以前每一个shopping mall 大商店它都会挂出来 Merry Christmas 的记号。
In the past, many shopping malls will show big signs saying Merry Christmas.
但现在都变成 season greeting.
Today it's becoming season greetings.
这是一个社会多元化的结果。
This is
multiculturalism. 就是
Thank you.
已经在这个世界中把基督不但是淡化。
In this world, the Jesus Christ has been faded out.
而事实上要把它赶出去。
Actually, the world wants to expel it out.
所以在美国任何一个地方政府，你都看不到在他们公众的场所来陈列耶稣基督诞生的这种摆设。
So you will not see any nativity scenes in any from any government agencies.
那现在呢，就是私人的场所，像是购物的中心，圣诞节装饰的那个焦点是什么呢？
Even in today's shopping malls, the center of the decoration is
是圣诞老人的椅子，而不是耶稣基督的马槽。
Is the chair for Santa Claus, but it's not the manger for Jesus' birth.
那圣诞节真正的意义何在呢？
What is the true meaning of Christmas?
其实讲到圣诞节，根本没有人知道耶稣基督是哪一天诞生的。
Actually, nobody knows which day Jesus was born.
绝对不会是十二月，因为那日子寒冷，牧羊人不可能在旷野牧羊。
It will absolutely not be in December because it's cold and shepherds will not be out in the field.
在 主后336年罗马人的日历上最先提到圣诞节耶稣基督诞生的日子。
The Roman calendar actually first mentioned Jesus' birth. It was AD 336.
那其实罗马人信多神的，这个原来是庆祝他们收割之神撒旦的生日。
Romans actually worship many, many gods. This was actually the day the Romans worship the harvest god Saturn.
所以当罗马政府将基督教合法化之后，也采用了这个日子来纪念耶稣的诞生。
So when Christianity was legalized by the Roman emperor, the Romans used this day to celebrate Jesus' birth.
那天主教就一直沿用这个传统，用12月24号来庆祝耶稣的诞生。
So the Catholic Church used this tradition to celebrate Jesus' birthday on this day.
到了第12世纪的时候，天主教中有一个非常慷慨又怜悯人的圣徒，叫做 Nicholas。
All the way to the 12th century, there was a Saint Nicholas who was a very generous person.
天主教就用他成为一个送礼物帮助穷人的记号，就是所谓的圣诞老人了。
So the Catholic Church used him as a symbol for giving gifts. This becomes Santa Claus.
其实在宗教改革的时候，是禁止新教的教徒过圣诞节的。
Actually, the Reformation Church forbidden Christians to celebrate this day in December.
好比在17世纪的时候，英国的国教就禁止他的会友12月过圣诞节。
For example, in the 17th century, the English Church forbidden its congregation to celebrate this day in December.
因为到了19世纪，大家觉得需要放假，所以才会有圣诞节这样子的活动起来。
Until the 19th century, because people want to have some break, so this Christmas in December start to revive.
结果就像滚雪球一样，越来越多的活动，圣诞树装饰，什么报佳音都来了。
Then it becomes like snowballing. Many things came, for example, Christmas tree and caroling and so forth.
所以如果一个圣诞节变成一个商业的活动，或者是世俗化，把耶稣排除在外，那这个圣诞节有什么意义呢？
So Christmas becomes secularized and push Jesus out, becomes just selling goods. What's the meaning for that?
今天我们要来看看圣诞节真正的意义是什么。
Today, let us take a look, see what the true meaning of Christmas is.
或者说我们要来重新的思考基督耶稣带给这个世界什么。
Or let us think again what Jesus Christ came and brought to this world.
其实整个西方社会的文明跟基督教是不可分割的。
Actually, the Western civilization cannot be separated from Christianity.
这两方面来说就是外在的影响。
So there are two aspects. One is outwards effect.
就整个西方的文明来说都是受到基督教的影响。
The entire Western civilization was influenced by Christianity.
那内在的而言，基督的信仰对每一个基督徒他灵性的发展也是不可分割的。
And inward, the Christianity affects people's spiritual realm.
在西方的文明，所谓的精髓只有两项，一个是民主，一个是科学。
The Western civilization has two essence. One is science, the other is democracy.
在一百年前中国的五四运动的时候，就曾经想把西方的民主科学带入中国。
100 years ago, China has this movement. A lot of intellectuals would like to bring these two things into China.
所谓的德先生跟赛先生，甚至有人主张全盘西化。
Science and democracy. Some people even advocate completely westernization.
但经过了二次大战跟抗日的战争和中国的内战，这两位先生都被辞言了。
But after the World War II, the Japanese War, and the Civil War, both science and democracy was lost.
那结果又有一个文革造成了一个中国迟钝的一段时间。
And then the Cultural Revolution set China back for many years.
最后只剩下一位赛先生还坐在那里。
And finally, only science is still there.
其实科学并不是指着一个口号，它是一种做学问研究的方法。
But science is not anything but a way of studying.
它代表着光明跟进步。
It represents lightning, light and progress.
民主也不是指着投票选举人人参政，而是代表着平等跟自由。
Democracy is also not just voting, it represents equality and freedom.
我们人不但是有思想，我们还有灵性。
We not only, as humans, not only have thoughts, we also have souls.
我们在思想上，我们希望能够光明进步，平等自由。
We would like to have light, progress, and equality and freedom.
但我们在灵性上我们也有两大需要。
But in our spiritual life, we also have two needs.
我们需要解决我们人自己罪的问题。
We need to solve the problem of sins.
我们需要我们那个不好的生命灵性可以被改变过来。
Our spiritual life also needs to be renewed.
因为罪捆绑人的心，叫人的心灵没有自由。
Because, sin,bounds us so we have no freedom.
让人与人之间有许多的仇恨跟战争。
It causes hatred and war among people.
所以人的灵魂需要被拯救，被更新。
So our soul and our spirit needs to be redeemed, needs to be renewed.
上帝是爱。
God is love.
他希望能够帮助我们脱离罪的捆绑。
He wants to redeem us from sins.
所以他差遣他的独生子耶稣来到这个世界上。
So he sent his only son Jesus to this world.
不但是要带来光明跟进步。
Not only to bring the enlightenment and progress,
平等与自由。
Equality and freedom.
更重要的是他要来拯救我们的灵魂。
But what is more important is he is here to save our souls.
不是说我们将来不下地狱。
It's not just that we will not go to hell in the future.
而是要给我们一个新的关系，与他之间的关系。
But he wants to give us a new relationship with God.
这个新的关系，我们称它为新的生命。
This new relationship, we call it new life.
就是我们的灵性得以复兴。
That is, our spirit gets renewed.
在西方的世界里面，两千年来有两个非常重要的神学家。
In the Western world, over the last 2,000 years, there were two very important theologians.
一个就是第六世纪的奥古斯丁。
One is Augustine in the 6th century.
一个就是第17世纪的加尔文。
The other is the 17th century Calvin.
他们两位都写了书，奥古斯丁写了一本《上帝之城》。
They both wrote books. Augustine's book is called God's City.
那加尔文所写的是两个城。
And Calvin's book is two cities.
就说明了我们生活的这一个世界当中其实是有两个世界的。
Which means that there are actually two worlds in our lives.
一个是世俗的世界，就是撒旦魔鬼所控制的世界。
One is a secular world, which is controlled by Satan.
一个就是上帝的国度，是信从耶稣的人所附依的。
The other one is the kingdom of God, which is for those people who believe in God.
主耶稣来到这个世界上，就是要建立这个上帝的城。
Lord Jesus came to this world is to establish this God's world.
其实早在主前740年，先知以赛亚就已经预言了。
Actually, 740 BC, the prophet Isaiah prophesied.
他说上帝他要差遣他的独生子来到这个世上。
He said, God is going to send his only son to this world.
来到这世上做什么呢?
To do what?
就是要救人脱离黑暗的辖制。
Is to save people from the darkness.
所以在以赛亚书第九章第一节第二节这样的说，我念给各位，但那受过痛苦的不再见幽暗，从前神使西布伦地拿弗他利地被藐视，末后却使这沿海的路约旦河外外邦人的加利利地得着荣耀，在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。这是以赛亚书九章一到二节。
So this is in Isaiah chapter 9 verses 1 and 2.
这里讲到以色列人他们曾经受到两种的辖制。
It talked about the Israelites were actually bonded by two forces.
一种是思想上的辖制。
One is bondage of thoughts.
他们不容许去参与好像一般老百姓他们的社会活动。
They were not allowed to participate any normal social activities.
所以他们在社会当中是被歧视的一群人。
So they were being discriminated against.
在以斯帖记里面，那一些外邦人对于犹太人是抱着非常仇视的态度。
It's recorded in the book of Esther, the Gentiles actually hated the Jewish people.
那今天这种反散族，这种反以色列人的思想还普遍的存在在整个世界人当中。
Today, this anti-Semitism still is existent among people.
你看那一个比 Ohio 州一半大还小的国家，却是要被所有世境的强国推到地中海去。
This small country, even smaller than the state of Ohio, is being pushed into the ocean by the countries around it.
那联合国安理会的十五个国家都赞成他们必须要停止他们在东岸这个耶路撒冷所开垦的这些地区。美国最后也同意了。
The Security Council of the United Nations, all agreed to forbid Israel from more settlement on the east side, and even America agreed.
其实从圣经来看，那个本来就是大卫王他们所统治的地方是属于以色列人的。
The Bible told us that this land was governed by King David, was belonged to Israel.
所以在思想上他们是受到了很大的威胁。
So they have been threatened.
不但是思想，他们身体上事实上也是。
Not only they have been threatened in their thoughts, in their bodies as well.
耶稣基督诞生的时候，犹太人是在罗马的政权底下受到迫害。
When Jesus was born, the Jewish people were under the rule of Roman Empire.
所以先知以赛亚就说，从前神使西布伦地、拉弗他尼地被藐视。
So that's why Prophet Isaiah said, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali.
那是指的主前734年叙利亚王提格拉比列色入侵以色列国。
That refers to 734 BC, King Tiglath-Pileser III of Assyria invaded Israel.
原来在以色列十二个支派最北边的就是这两个支派。
The most northern two tribes of the Israelites were these two tribes.
所以亚述王把大马色，就是北边的叙利亚，把大马色当作他侵略西方的中心的时候，这两个支派受到很大的损害。
So when Assyria king invaded, used Damascus as the center to invade towards the west, these two tribes got the most damage.
这个就是发生在以赛亚写书的那个年代。
This happened during the time when Isaiah wrote his prophecy.
所以那残忍的亚述人在折腾这些以色列民的时候，他就用这个先知以赛亚，就用这个来形容百姓受苦在黑暗当中的光景。
So when the savage Assyrians invaded the Israelites, the prophet Isaiah used this to describe the pain and suffering that Israelites went through.
然而先知说，当弥赛亚来到的时候，这一些被藐视的地方，在黑暗中的百姓，他们要看见大光。
But the Isaiah said, but in the later time, he has made glorious the way and see the great light.
当主耶稣来的时候，他三年半工作的时间，大部分都发生在这个地区。
When Lord Jesus came, of the 3.5 years, his work, most time he spent over there in this area.
我们知道他工作的重点在加百农，加百农就在这一条沿海大道的中心点。
We know he started and the center of his work was in Capernaum, which is along this avenue.
所以主耶稣来，他唤醒了在黑暗中沉睡的灵魂。
So when Jesus came, he awoke the souls that slept in the darkness.
让他们在思想上能够从黑暗中进入光明。
So they can leave the darkness into the great light in their thoughts.
让他们重新有自由平等的盼望。
So they can still have the hope of freedom and equality.
这一种的盼望从当年的加利利地到耶路撒冷然后到巴勒斯坦一直到地中海的四周甚至到整个西方的世界今天也到了中国。
This hope, went through, Galilee to, the entire region to the whole Western world and today even went to China.
所谓在黑暗中乃是因为缺乏对事物的知识和理解。
Being in darkness is because they lack the understanding of things around them.
也是对人灵性的无知的结果。
And it's also the result of people's ignorance of spiritual lives.
其实基督的信仰就是要帮助我们揭开人类对于世界和对自己真正的认识。
Jesus came here to actually reveal our knowledge about ourselves and to this world.
所以很自然的，基督的信仰能够帮助科学的进展。
So the Christianity can help the scientific progress.
那有人说，他说啊，基督教是阻止了科学的发展。
Some people say that Christianity stopped science, is against science.
常常就是用哥白尼受教会迫害作为例子。
And often used Copernicus persecution by the church.
其实逼迫哥白尼的根本就不是基督教，是天主教。
But actually the persecutor at that time was the Catholic Church, not Christian.Church.
因为从第七世纪开始，基督教已经渐渐被天主教所控制。
Because starting from the 7th century, Christianity has been started to be controlled by the Catholic Church.
那么就所谓进入了中古世纪的黑暗时期。
So it got into this dark ages, in middle ages.
你知道真正的黑暗是在宗教的迷信中的黑暗。
The real darkness is in the superstition of religion.
我们今天知道，像 ISIS 这样子啊，穆斯林国，他们是在宗教迷信中的黑暗。
We know the, for example, ISIS today. These are the people who are in the darkness of superstition of religion.
那整个欧洲的中古世纪都在这样子的黑暗当中度过。
The entire Europe, spent its middle dark ages in this darkness.
所以当这个启蒙运动之后的科学发展的时候，其实许多的发明家、科学家都是基督徒。
So when the Enlightenment era came, during this era of scientific discovery, many scientists were actually Christians.
最伟大的科学家牛顿他就曾经说过上帝拥有两本书要我们来认识他。
For example, the great scientist Isaac Newton said, God has two books for us to study.
一本就是他所创造的这个世界另外一本就是他所启示的圣经。
One book is this world that God created, and the other book is the Bible.
为什么？因为主耶稣来他唤醒了在黑暗当中沉睡的灵魂。
Because Lord Jesus came, he awoke the, sleeping souls in the darkness.
让他们在思想上得到了光明、进步、自由跟平等。
So they can achieve the light, enlightenment, equality, and so forth in their thoughts.
天主教迫害科学家其实是为了维护自己的利益。
The Catholic Church persecuted scientists was because they wanted to keep their power.
所以才会有1517年的宗教改革发生。
That's why it led into 1517's reformation.
就是要脱离黑暗，回到最初使徒教会的光景中。
Which is to leave the darkness and go back to the original disciple days.
所以更正教又称为是复原教。
So the Protestant is also called
Reformed.
Reformed Church.
那宗教改革跟启蒙运动这两件事情是扭转了当时的西方世界。
The religions reformation and the Enlightenment movement changed the whole Western world at that time.
一个是解放了人的灵性，一个是解放了人的思想。
One freed people's spiritual lives, and the other freed people's thoughts.
但是，光发展科学而忽略了人的灵性的需要，会造成人物欲的横流。
But if we only emphasize science, development of science, but forgot about spirit, it will cause overflow of materialism.
因为人的本性是贪得无厌的。
Because human nature is greedy.
所以人就变成更加的黑暗。
So we become even more in the darkness.
这就是为什么我们今天科学越加的进步，人反而离上帝越来越远。
That's why today's science is developing, further developing, but people are even further away from God.
甚至把科学当作神来膜拜。
And some even worship science as God.
因为人还是在奴役的辖制中。
Because people are still under bondage.
我们看下去第九章第四节说，因为他们所负的重轭和肩头上的杖，并欺压他们人的棍，你都已经折断，好像在米甸的日子一样。人世间有两个重轭。
This is from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 4. In this world, there are two yokes.
一个是外在权力的压迫。
One is the pressure of the outer power.
一个是内在罪的捆绑。
One is bondage of the inner sins.
权力的压迫，每一个时代，每一个国家，每一个环境都有。
Persecution by outer power exists in all times.
共产主义称之为是要用阶级斗争的办法来用革命解决。
The communism proclaims to solve world problems by class struggle.
那资本主义用的称为权力制衡，用推动民主运动来解决。
But capitalism advocates the balance of power.With democracy.
但这只不过是对着那外来权力的压迫。
But this is only to against the outer power.
外在的这些主义对于内在人心的罪是毫无办法的。
The pressure of outer power is powerless towards inner sins.
好像华尔街的这些富翁，别人都没有工作了，但是他们每一年到年终，他们是几千万的奖金，照领不误。
For example, the Wall Street riches, even when people are losing jobs, by the end of the year, they still get millions of bonuses.
好像北韩的金正日，他一天到晚都在不但迫害自己的同胞，他还是一天向邻国挑战。
For example, the North Korean dictator, not only he presses his own people, he also tries to provoke war with other countries.
所以人类基本是在奴役当中。
So people are under such bondage.
是指的他们没有能力去反对这些统治政权。
Which means they have no power to fight against such pressure.
另一方面，他们又是没有不去犯罪的自由。
On the other hand, they also do not have the freedom of not sin.
好像Warren Buffett 就是很好的例子，他也许内心不想这样继续的发财下去。
For example, Warren Buffett is a good example. Maybe, inside him, he does not want to continue to, gain money like this.
所以你看到他一方面在那里不断的给钱，不断的在这个社交媒体上说他要大家要有爱心。
So on the one hand, he gives money and tries to tell the mass media that he has a loving heart.
但另一方面呢，他自己的那个公司又不断的是在那里股票市场在那里赚钱赚钱赚钱。
But on the other hand, his own companies are continuing to gain money.
因为实际上人活在罪的里面是知道自己，但是却不能救自己。
Because people live in the sins. They know their own sins, but they cannot save themselves.
圣经给我们看到平等自由这种观念，所以就带出了天赋人权的思想。
The Bible gave us this concept of equality and freedom that brings this idea of rights endowed by the Creator.
但更重要的是耶稣基督他自己死在十字架上的救赎打败了魔鬼的能力权力。
But what's more important is Jesus Christ himself being nailed on the cross and resurrected, which conquered the devil.
他来到这个世界，他是建立了一个新的国度。
He came to this world, he established a new kingdom.
在这个新的国度里面，那一些子民就能够靠着他的力量去挣脱这个魔鬼的捆绑。
In this new kingdom, his people are able to overcome Satan's bondage because of him.
所以我们看到西方民主运动这些推动者，像卢梭、孟德斯鸠，像亚当·史密斯，像华盛顿，中国的孙中山，他们都是虔诚的基督徒。
So we can see from many of such democracy movement leaders,and many of these names from Western world all the way to China. They are actually all Christians.
所以真正的基督的信仰可以带来民主与自由。
So the true Christian belief can bring democracy and freedom.
但是光是有外面的民主而忽略了人灵性的需要反而会引诱人进入更加放荡的状态中。
But if we have only outward democracy and forget about our spiritual need, it actually leads people into further lack of self-control and fight for power.
因为人真正的问题并不是外面的制度，而是人内心的取向。
Because the true problem is not the system of the outward system, it is the innersins.
不管人外面的制度再怎么样好，人内心没有改变也是没有用。
It doesn't matter how good the outer system is, if our inner hearts have not changed, it's useless.
大家都知道中国的现状就是这个例子。
We all know the current status of China. It is a very good example.
有一个旅客他问这个登机的服务员。
There is a airplane passenger who asked the attendant.
他说这个大闸蟹可不可以带上飞机。
He asked if he can bring a king crab onto the airplane.
这服务员就说当然不可以了。
The attendant says no.
他只好把他买的大闸蟹都丢掉了。
So he threw those king crabs away.
等到他一上飞机看人人手上都提的都是大闸蟹。
When he got onto the airplane, he saw that everybody was carrying the king crab.
他大吃一惊，他就很生气，对空服人员说：“他说你不是说不可以带，怎么这些人都带？”
He was very surprised, and he asked the attendant, "Didn't you say that this is not allowed to bring on? Why do these people all bring the king crab onto the airplane?"
那空服人员怎么说？他说：“你问我，当然不可以了。”
the attendant said, because you asked, of course, my reply is no.
其实我们看到西方整个社会的历史，我们就明白基督信仰对我们人类的影响。
If we look at the Western civilization history, we can see the influence of Christian belief.
Yeah. 那么从啊，对不起，我刚才没有放这个，我们接下去啊。那么我们从这个主耶稣诞生之后，很快的来复习一下西方历史。
So let's take a quick review of the Western history starting from Jesus' birth.
你看西方历史其实跟基督信仰是根本不可能分的。
The Western history is inseparable from Jesus, from Christian belief.
如果用这一条红线来代表基督徒的灵性。
If we use this red line to represent our Christian spiritual lives,
你会发现到它根本就是在主导整个西方事件，每一个历史事件的发展。
You can see that it's actually leading every important event in the Western world.
在最早的这头三百年，西元的三百年，基督教是受到罗马政府迫害的。
The first 300 years, Christianity was being persecuted by the Roman Empire.
所以这个红线是急速的往上走。
So this red line goes up quickly.
在那时候许多伟大的教父像尤斯丁、艾任纽、格利勉、德土、特土良、亚他纳修，他们都为了异端，为了打败异端，他们统一了教义。
During that era, many church fathers like Justin, Irenaeus, Clement, Tertullian, and so forth, objective was to unite the theology.
Yeah. 所以在公元313年，君士坦丁把基督教国教罗马合法化之后，这个是局面完全改变了。
So AD 313, when Constantine legalized Christianity, this whole situation changed.
有一大批的异教徒，他们就加入了基督教。
A lot of pagan believers joined Christianity.
他们带来了很多宗教的仪式，很多的条例。
They brought in many ceremonies and laws of their own religions.
在公元594年的时候，大贵格利教皇他把权力都集中起来。
In AD 590, the Gregory the Great grabbed all the power.
所以那时候天主教算是正式的开始了。
So during at that time, that's the beginning of Catholics.
所以你可以看到这个红线就开始下降，那时候人对于神的信心就开始走下坡。
So now you see the red line start to go down. People'sfaith in God start to go down.
那基督教成了一个政治的工具，为了统治人民。
So, the Christianity becomes a tool for ruling people.
所以教皇就用解除这个教籍来威胁国王。
So the Pope would use this Christianity to pressure the king.
那国王就在教廷当中安插主教来选举他们自己的人做教皇。
So the king would put bishops in the churches to elect a pope that's friendly to him.
最后这一个教皇就来推动卖赎罪券敛财。
So this pope would even start to go selling
indulgence
to get money.
那在中古世纪这些伟大的思想家像安瑟像阿奎那又把基督教带入了经院哲学就是哲学的领域。
And some theologians like Aquinas, they brought Christianity into scholasticism.
人心渴望与神的交往都变成一种形式或者一种理论知识。
People's desire to connect with God had been made to become either formality or knowledge.
所以有十字军东征这种愚蠢的举动。
So that led into crusade, this stupid movement.
所以又有文艺复兴的开始。
And that also led into the Renaissance era.
因为人心渴望一种心灵的解放，一种心灵的自由。
Because people longed for freedom.
所以一直等到1517年，马丁路德才带起了宗教改革。
All the way until 1517, when Martin Luther started the Reformation.
那个是红线的最低点，从那个之后又开始往上走。
That is the bottom of this red line, and from that point on, it started to go up again.
因为马丁路德把因信称义的真理重新的解释出来，好像春雨沐浴一般，人心所向。
Because Martin Luther explained this salvation by faith, more clearly, so people start to feel like new life have coming onto them.
造成了反对天主教的一种潮流。
So it started to have a movement against the Catholic Church.
那时候的口号是把圣经还给圣徒。
The slogan at that time is to give the Bible back to the saints.
当宗教改革如火如荼地展开的时候，启蒙运动也开始恢复了生机。
When the religious reformation was ongoing, the Enlightenment movement also came.
所以那个反对君主立宪那种天父神学的谎言就开始提倡民主的运动。
So people start to advocate for democracy.
所以就有了法国的大革命。
That led into French Revolution.
但是这个革命带来了更加的混乱。
But the French Revolution brought even more chaos.
所以就有两个宗教的复兴运动，就是所谓大觉醒运动。
That led into the two great awakening movements in the religious history.
一个是发生在英国，延续到美国，就是约翰卫斯理的圣觉运动。
One is started from England, all the way came to America in 1727. That is by John Wesley.
那时候伦敦的酒店一一的关门，没有人去饮酒，因为大家的英国人都去聚会。
At that time, the bars in England were all closed because nobody went to the bars. They all went to Christian gatherings.
所以这一个运动使得英国免除了像法国那样子的流血大革命。
So this movement saved England from the bloodshed like French Revolution.
第二次的大觉醒是发生在美洲，是从中西部我们这个地区所开始的。
The second great awakening started in America in the Middle West from the area like where we are.
天天人就晚上来聚集在一起聚会。
Every night people come to gather together.
当他们那时候没有电视了，当然也是一个原因。
Of course, another reason probably because they didn't have.
人真是认罪悔改，要归向神。
They came to gather, they repent, they try to get back to God.
因为这一种的觉醒运动使得民主能够在美国生根下来。
Because of this movement, so the democracy can take root in America.
所以你看到如果再好的制度，人心没有被改变，是根本实行不出来的。
So if people's heart do not change, any good system cannot be realized.
所以我们知道20世纪有这个灵恩的运动，再一次点燃灵性的复兴。
So in the 20th, till the 20th century, this charismatic movement lightened the faith of Christians again.
两次世界大战使人类对自己失去了信心。
Two world wars made people lost faith in themselves.
但很可惜，这一种的教训已经跟我们在座的各位恐怕要一起埋葬了。
But such teachings will probably be buried with.
我们的下一代跟我们的孙辈儿，他们都完全不理解什么是痛苦的经验。
Our children and our grandchildren probably do not understand what pain and suffering is about.
所以我们看到基督教对整个西方文明历史的影响。
So we can, from here, we can see Christianity's influence on the Western history.
都是因为基督耶稣降生，不但呢主宰整个西方文明的发展，同时也开发了人灵性的原地。
because of Jesus' birth, it led into Western civilization and also opened people's hearts in spiritual lives.
但真正重要的是耶稣基督为我们开了一条我们能够到天上与神相交的路。
But what's more important is that Jesus Christ opened a path for us to be together with God.
叫人在过去伊甸园中所失去的能够重新借着耶稣基督得回来。
So we can gain back what we have lost in the Garden of Eden.
因此在圣经中神让我们看见我们是神所关心的。
So in the Bible, we can see that we are what God really cares about.
因为不是讲到我们买一张去天堂的票，而是讲到我们与耶稣基督的关系。
It is not just an entrance ticket to heaven. It is the relationship of us with.
因为神已经在这个世界设立了他的国度。
Because God has established His kingdom in this world.
透过神的家就是教会要帮助我们来建立一个新的灵性的生活。
Which is to establish new spiritual lives through God's home, which is church.
这个关系不仅仅是在我们对神的认识上就停止，而是我们要持续的保持与他之间的关系。
This relationship does not stop right at when we start to know God. We
让我们能够成为他的器皿来完成他的工作。
We need to keep this relationship so we become his vessel to accomplish his work.
因此在哥林多前书第三章第九节到十一节这两句话再一次的提醒我们。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 9 through 11, these two sentences remind us again.
我们大家一起来念中文，我们一起来念。
Let us read together.
来，因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。耶稣基督是神给人的那一块头块的房角石。
Jesus Christ is the cornerstone that God gave people.
是神要建造的灵宫的基础。
It is the foundation of God's house.
我们今天每一个人来到神的教会中，我们都是一块活的石头。
We come to God's church today. We are all living stones.
我们被连接起来，来建造成为上帝的一个灵宫。
We are being connected together to build God's house.
他是我们这个建筑物的基础。
Jesus Christ is the foundation of this building.
所以，如果没有基督耶稣，这一个圣诞节。这个世界会变成怎样呢？
So if there's no Jesus Christ, what would this Christmas or this world become?
人会活在更大的痛苦中。
People will live in greater pain and suffering.
我想没有人愿意活在满清政府所统治的那一些腐败的日子中。
I think nobody is willing to live during the Qing dynasty of the Chinese painful history.
也没有人愿意活在中国文化大革命那种岌岌可危的日子中。
And nobody is willing to live during the Cultural Revolution.
同样的，我相信还有很多的人也不愿意活在今天这一个毫无意义、忙忙碌碌的日子中。
I also believe that many people do not want to live in this today's world that's meaningless, that's busy work.
人没有得救的盼望。
And also people have no hope of salvation.
我们的灵性需要被更新。
Our spiritual life needs to be renewed.
那才是根本解决人类痛苦的唯一办法。
That is the only way to solve human pain and suffering.
耶稣基督的降生影响了西方文明的发展。
The birth of Jesus Christ affected the entire Western civilization.
同时也开启了人灵性的原地。
It also opened human spiritual lives.
如果我们只想发展科学而忽略了灵性，造成人欲横流。
If we only emphasize science but ignore spiritual growth, it will cause overflow of materialism.
如果我们只讲究民主而忽略生命的话，就会造成人争权夺利，灵性更加的黑暗。
If we only talk about democracy but forget about life, it will cause lack of self-control and fight for power.
千万不要以为说愤怒的白人他们选出了 Donald Trump, 这个美国的世界就可以改变了。
Do not believe that the angry whites elected Donald Trump, so this whole world will change.
我可以告诉你，在四年后，你一样会坐在那里很失望。
I can tell you, 4 years later, you'll be sitting there very disappointed.
因为灵性的更新才是根本解决人类痛苦的办法。
Because renewal of spirit is the only way to solve human problems.
主耶稣必须要诞生在每一个人的心里面，上帝必须要继续在你我身上不断的建造。
Lord Jesus must live in all of our hearts, and God must rebuild among us continuously.
我们来再重新的复习这一段经文。
Let us review this verse, Isaiah 9:6-7.
我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
来，因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。他的政权与平安必加增无穷。他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。万军之耶和华的热心必成就大这事。我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
感谢天父不但造了我们的生命。
We thank you, Heavenly Father, not only made our bodies, our lives.
也为我们这堕落的灵魂预备了永远的救恩。
Also prepared salvation for our souls.
你知道我们靠着自己是不可能救自己脱离这个黑暗的世界。
We cannot save ourselves from this dark world.
所以感谢主耶稣，是天父差派，也是他情愿来到这个世上成为救主。
So we thank Heavenly Father to send Jesus Christ to this world to become our Savior.
让我们的罪迎着基督耶稣在十字架上的代赎，在天父的面前得到赦免。
So our sins can be redeemed by Jesus Christ on the cross and to the Father, and the redemption from the Father.
你给我们的应许是，不论我们犯了多大的罪，除了亵渎圣灵的罪，我们都可以因着悔改而得到赦免。
Your promise is that all our sins can be forgiven except blasphemy.
我们感谢你这样的应许，重新给我们信心，让我们能够忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
We thank you for giving us this grace, this salvation, so we can forget about the past and dash towards the goal.
感谢主，2016年虽然就要过去。
We thank God 2016 is going to be gone.
天父啊，我们在你面前用一个诚恳的心来献上我们的祷告，说天父，愿我们过去的种种都随着这一年就一同的被埋葬。
We come to you, Father. We come with sincere hearts so that all past will be buried.
让我们带着一个新的盼望跟对主你应许的信心，叫我们能够勇敢的去面对2017年。
So we can face 2017 boldly with faith in you.
让我们决心要在新来的一年里来更认识你，更亲近你，更爱你，也更多服侍你。
So let us resolve in the coming new year, we can be closer to you, love you more, and to worship you more.
这才是你差遣你爱子耶稣基督来到这个世界的目的。
This is the purpose of you sending your son Jesus Christ to this world.
我们感谢，我们赞美，这样的祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you, we praise you, we pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是 福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。